Service men and women, come along to Melody Roundup. Take 15, fellas. It's time for your Melody Roundup of your favorite andantes and allegros from the land of coyotes and cowboy ponies. Riding herd over all things western on this here roundup are those two hard-riding scarecrows, Lum and Abner. And have they scared up plenty of things for us? Yes, sir. Music from Roy Acuff and his Smoky Mountain Boys, and an extra special guest, Mirandy. Music, Roy, before we turn loose with these sagebrush zanies.
We live in two different worlds, dear. That's why we're so far apart. You made a world out of vows that are broken. I built a world in my heart. Everyone here tried to warn me. You were just playing a game. I told them all we were meant for each other. I thought our worlds were the same. If you stay over in your world, oh, how my poor heart will pine. Darling, someday when your memory wanders, won't you come over to mine? We live in two different worlds, dear. My world is honest and true. Sweetheart, remember when your world gets lonely, I'll still be waiting for you.
Well, flip my flapjacks if it isn't Lum and Abner and Mirandy, two scarecrows and a blue jay.
That's done it. My doggie's right there.
What's the matter now?
That Gene Baker's going to be running around with his hand on his head with a knot on it.
Put down your shooting irons now, Evan. This is time for levity.
Give him a new summer hat to wear there. I'm going to cut the crown out of that inquiry.
I don't want you folks to think that this program's going to be backwoodsy just because me and Abner's on it, because we got some city folks here. Roy Acuff's going to do the playing and singing, and we got Mirandy to uphold the city end of it.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'd just as lief be called a scarecrow as a blue jay. I hate them ornery jaybirds. Oh, worse than anything that lives.
They're a nuisance, ain't they?
Yes, sure.
You's bothered with them down on that place you used to live.
Just a fursing and a scolding all the time.
I know it.
Hey, that new place you're living down there is pretty hilly country, ain't it, Mirandy?
Hilly, lousy. You need shin guards on your legs are coming up and hobnails in the seat of your britches going down.
I seen you out there sliding down some cooking wood the other day. There's some poles you're going to cut up.
Well,
it's better than that last place you lived, though, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, law, that was really steep. Pa first moved there, he had to level off a place for the dog to sit on and howl.
Yeah.
But we're here for music, ain't we? Not just
yeah, fishing. But I just wanted to find
that
out
was the
about
place
your
where
property.
You used to have to lay down and look up the chimney to watch the cows come in of the evening.
That's right.
Well, that's better than where I live now. It's so swampy down there. Instead of having fleas, my dogs has got crawfish.
Oh, laws, are you a flatland furriner these
I'm
days?
Right down in the middle of the flat.
Swamp
country.
Angel.
Elizabeth just lost. She ain't fell down a hill so long. She just lost down there.
Now, listen, we're going to run out of time. We ain't going to have all these here nice pieces of music.
What do you want to
hear? Let's get Roy busy singing. Roy,
bust up a good conversation just for some music. Well, go ahead.
I want to hear one of them preaching pieces. One of them kind of spirituals he does so pretty.
Oh, I tell you one he does good. That's Little Moses.
Oh, yes. Let's have that. In the bulrushes.
Let's dedicate that to Corporal Leonard Brown. Old Leonard been wanting us to do something for him.
All right.
Nice enough to ride in. So this is for Corporal Leonard Brown. Let her go, Roy.
You have heard of Little Moses in the bulrush. You have heard of Sinless David and his claim. You have heard the story told of Reuben Joseph and of Joni and the whale we often claim. There are so many others through the Bible, I would like to meet them all, I do declare. By and by the Lord will surely let us meet them at that meeting in the air. There's going to be a meeting in the air, in the sweet, sweet by and by. I'm going to meet them over there, in that home beyond the sky. The things you will hear, never heard from mortal ear, will be glory, I do declare. And God's only Son will be the leading one at that meeting in the air. Many things will there be missing at that meeting. Them that know no saints will have no place at all. There will never be a sermon preached to sinners, for the sinners have refused to heed the call. There will be no moaning over wayward loved ones. There will be no lonely night, no pleading prayer. All our burdens and our sins, they'll be lifted at that meeting in the air. There's going to be a meeting in the air, in the sweet, sweet by and by. I'm going to meet them over there, in that home beyond the sky. The things you will hear, never heard from mortal ear, will be glory, I do declare. And God's only Son will be the leading one at that meeting in the air.
You got any more letters over there, Abner?
Yeah, here's one here. We got a bunch of them.
While we got Roy in the playing mood, we might as well dedicate some more.
Well, we got letters here from Deacon, Bachelor, Doc, Little Satan, Cornwaller, Speedy, Rusty, and Dusty.
What if they're brothers?
I don't know.
Rusty and Dusty. I know a couple of boys named Itchy and Scratchy.
Well, how about that John Henry? That's a good tune. You know about John Henry out driving a pile driver, you know, driving stakes there?
Oh, all right. John Henry, then.
Let's hear it.
John Henry was a little boy. He sat on his papa's knee. And he looked up at his papa and he cried, "The hammer be the death of me, me, me. The hammer be the death of me."
Here's another letter. Request from Private Ambrose and the gang at APO 650. They want to hear the Great Speckled Bird.
That is the favorite of favorites, ain't it?
Oh, it's uncommonly pretty.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's get Roy to sing it for us.
Nobody can't sing it like Roy.
Well, let it go, Roy.
What a beautiful thought I am thinking concerning the great speckled bird. Remember on her book. For I want to be one, never fearing the face of my Savior's true love. When he cometh descending from heaven on the clouds as he rides in his word, I'll be joyfully carried to meet him on the wings of that great speckled bird.
That was uncommonly pretty, Roy.
Yeah.
Have you got any special request for anybody for another tune?
No. Would you like to hear something?
Yes, for me, I would love it if Roy would sing When the Blue Moon Turns to Gold Again.
Is that a song? Sounds like a cheese ad.
Oh, shucks, that's a sentimental piece.
Memories that make my heart grow cold. But someday they'll live again, sweetheart, and my blue moon again will turn to gold. When my blue moon turns to gold again, when the rainbow turns the clouds away, when my blue moon turns to gold again, you'll be back within my arms to stay. The lips that used to thrill me so, your kisses were meant for only me. In my dreams they'll live again, sweetheart, but my golden moon is just a memory. When my blue moon turns to gold again, when the rainbow turns the clouds away, when my blue moon turns to gold again, you'll be back within my arms to stay.
Fellas, like the sailor says, it's time to be shoving off. Recollect now, we like to get your request for the tunes you like to hear, and we sure aim on giving them to you.
Amen.
Kind of far to get in touch with us, but if you write to Melody Roundup, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA, you can't miss the place. We'll see you again soon, and until then, it's so long from Lum
and Abner
and Mirandy. God love y'all.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.